Led by God and the switch of travel plans. Ellen White's physical recovery after the birth of the fourth son on September 20, 1860, just before the conference, was slow. But it seemed she was well enough 3 weeks later to allow James to leave for Iowa and Wisconsin for a trip that had been planned and that would take him from home for nearly 7 weeks. It was at the conference in late September that plans were laid that eventually took James White on this trip.
J. N. Loughborough was to make the trip west, visiting the churches, while James White was to travel to the east.
But 3 days before the two ministers were to leave Battle Creek, James was greatly distressed in mind concerning the plans. Taking Cornell with him, he went to Loughborough's home to try to settle the matter. Unitedly they sought counsel of the Lord, and their minds were impressed with the need of switching the plans. Loughborough would go east and White west. Loughborough wrote of the experience. On the evening of October 6, Brother White in company with Elder Cornell, came to my house, and said, "I feel strangely in regard to our proposed trips. I do not feel free about going east. I do not know what it means." We all engaged in a season of prayer over the matter. As stated in, "Then the clouds parted, and the clear light shone." My husband, Elder White, felt that the Spirit of the Lord was directing him west and Brother Loughborough east. After this they felt clear as to their duty, and moved accordingly. We knew nothing as yet of the fanaticism that was developing in Wisconsin. How the Lord directed to check this fanaticism is thus expressed in Wisconsin there was a wrong to be corrected. The work of Satan was taking effect, and would destroy souls if not rebuked. The Lord saw fit to choose one who had had experience with fanaticism in the past, and had witnessed the working of Satan's power. Loughborough later confessed that he did not know how he could have met the situation in Wisconsin, for he had had no experience in dealing with fanaticism. He commented, "We could now clearly see the providence of the Lord in leading to the change of the previous arrangements."